praise our God. Glory. John chapter number 10, I'm going to rearrange the order here of my scriptures other than what was on my notes here, but I want to read John chapter 10, verse number 10. Does anybody know who the thief is? Okay, all right. Another name for him? Any other names for him? Slewfoot, devil, deceiver. So he's got a lot of names, doesn't he? So in John 10 and 10, it says the thief, Satan, devil, deceiver, slewfoot, just, you know, all the names, cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So how can he steal anything from you? How can he do it, though? Leave something unguarded. So does he talk to you? Because he's a deceiver. That means there's communication somehow, some way. He's a deceiver. He's a thief. In other words, he's wanting to take what God gives to you or what God has for you. See, there's great things we could stand and testify, each one of us, of what God has done for us. He's not going to take those things, is he? Because they're already done. But how many realize this morning God has great things he wants to do for us? That's where he's going to begin working. Hallelujah. So the thief's coming. He's coming to destroy. He's coming to steal. He's coming to kill. But Jesus said, I'm come. Wow. That ought to settle it, hadn't it? I mean, who would I rather listen to, Jesus or the thief? But how many times do we listen to the thief? More than we really want to admit that we do. Because he's coming to steal faith. He's coming to steal victory. He's coming to steal confidence. He's coming to steal boldness. He's coming to steal a right frame of mind. In other words, he's wanting to take anything and everything that I will give to him. But Jesus, he's wanting to bring life. Life. What is life? Yeah, what is the life that he wants to bring? Spiritual life, victorious life, praising life, worshiping life, serving life, surrendered life. Every aspect of your life, he wants to bring it into a right position, a right place to magnify and glorify God and bring you the joy that you've been looking for all your life. Woo! Hallelujah. You can be seated again tonight, this morning, I'm sorry. I hope that's not a prelude of how long I'm going to preach. It's not. I'm going to try to be fast here. I'm just going to share something the Lord has already been doing in this service here this morning. something Brother Lucas was preaching about Thursday night. Hallelujah. So this is a sequel, if you will, of something to what he was sharing about receiving the Lord's provisions that he's made for us, the resources that God's provided for us. Then this is kind of just going along that same line. I already had it. I trust he didn't look at my notes before he preached his, but we'll see. No, he didn't. He didn't. He had no idea, because he shared this scripture in John chapter 7 and verse number 37 Thursday night. He shared this with us. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood, cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." There's that life again. And verse 39, "But this spake he of the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, which they that believe on him should receive." Have you received since you believed this morning? "For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified." So Christ has been glorified now. He has sent the promise of the Father. The gift of the Holy Ghost has been poured out and is being poured out. Have you received since ye believed, or have you believed yet? Because he that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. So I've got to believe before I'm going to receive. And so it's not a matter of just believing who Jesus is. It's not a matter of just believing what Jesus has done. It's a matter of believing Jesus is going to do. Hang on with me here. I'm going to be preaching, trying to preach on joyful abundance this morning. The joy of the Lord, the joy of salvation, the joy that God desires to bring unto his people. The very purpose in the salvation of our souls is to bring joy. Woo, hallelujah. Joy in service, joy in praise, joy in trials, joy. Are you getting the picture? Hallelujah. Joy in every facet of life. Because that source of joy is not circumstances, situations. That source of joy is that river of living water flowing, hallelujah, from our innermost being to those that believe. He that believeth. So you may have believed for salvation. That's past now. Have you believed to be filled? That's present, and it is to come. Do you have the same faith to be filled with the Spirit of God that you have in your salvation in Jesus Christ? Because until that faith arises and that belief arises, then we'll not receive the joy that God has for it. Oh, you see why the devil wants to steal that? You see why the devil wants to steal you speaking in tongues? Because that's you in surrender to God. You see why the devil wants to steal what God wants to do for you and bring into your mind some strange, foul, unreal reason why you can't be filled with the Holy Ghost? I mean, if you're washed in the blood of the Lamb, you're believing Jesus Christ for your salvation, he's washed away your sins, you know you're saved, hallelujah, because his Spirit bears witness with your spirit, and you know you're a child of God. The mercy and the grace of God has moved mightily in your life. Hallelujah. So don't let the devil steal your infilling of the Holy Ghost, because it's your promise. It's your promise. It's not my promise. It's his promise to you, and it's your promise. Hallelujah. And so don't let the thief steal it away in your mind, thinking, why would you even try to think that you couldn't receive something God has for you? When Jesus said, "I'm going to give you life, and I'm going to give it to you abundantly," that means there's just nothing holding it back. He's just going to pour it out continually on our lives as we continually believe and follow him. Well, praise God. So joyful abundance. Isaiah 12 and 3. Says, "Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation." See, everything about Christianity is joy. There's a reason for that. Here's a little something I'll share with you. Kaufman Kohler states in the Jewish Encyclopedia that no language has as many words for joy and rejoicing as does the Hebrew language. In the Old Testament, 13 Hebrew roots found in 27 different words are used primarily for some aspect of joy or joyful participation. I like that. Joyful participation in religious worship. Even the Old Testament, even Israel, their worship was centered around joy. Hebrew religious ritual demonstrates God as the source of joy. Who's the source of joy? Even in the Old Testament, God was the source of joy. In contrast to the rituals of other faiths of the East, Israelite worship was essentially a joyous proclamation and celebration. That word is still out there on our sign because I didn't want to take it down, because we celebrate every Sunday. Hallelujah. Christianity is a celebration of our salvation. Amen. So everything about the rituals and the worship of the Hebrew, the Israelite, was celebration also. The good Israelite regarded the act of thanking God as the supreme joy of his life. Can I say that again? The act of thanking God as the supreme joy of his life. The act of thanking God as the supreme joy of his life. Not what God has done, but the fact that God has done it, and thanking God for it, thanking God for who he is, thanking the supreme joy. Thanking God, the supreme joy. What is your supreme joy? Everything going your way? Is that your supreme joy? So when you don't have any battles, you don't have any trials, you don't have any tests, is that your supreme joy? Or is your supreme joy thanking God? Hallelujah for who he is. Hallelujah, what he's already done, what he's going to do. Can you see the mind frame that begins to transform and change? I don't have to worry. I don't have to fret. I just have to be thankful. Hallelujah, because he's my God. You see, that's the joyful abundance that will begin to flow. Pure joy is joy in God as both its source an object. Pure joy. Woo! It's God's desire. It's Christ's desire. Amen. That our joy be full. That we might have life and have it more abundantly. And the life that he's talking about is that life in him. That life in his presence. That life in his joy. That life in his power. How many realize that when we're in his joy, we're in his power, we're in his presence, we don't whine and complain, do we? Anybody ever find yourself whining and complaining about circumstances and situations in your life? Don't raise your hand, because we're all there. We're all there. But could I tell you this morning that if you would turn that whining and that complaining into thanksgiving unto God and enter into the presence of the Lord to find that joy? Here, let me read this scripture to you. The psalmist says, "Thou dost show me the path of life." Oh, wow. So, now is life, the life God going to bring, is it dependent on what goes on in this world or what comes against me? Or is that life going to be there regardless of what natural life throws at me? See, thou dost, in other words, this is progressive. This is, thou dost show me the path of life, or the way of life, or the way I should live, or the way I should do it. Can I put it like that? In thy presence there is no battles. In thy presence there is no strife. In thy presence, everything goes my way. In thy presence, I don't have to fight the devil. In thy presence, the devil will never come again. Does anybody know what that verse really says? In thy presence, there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. So, key factor to anything that I will encounter in this natural world, in this life on this earth, hallelujah, can be transformed and changed by the renewing of my mind as I enter into the presence of my God, where there is fullness of joy. And when joy is dominating my heart and my emotions, I'm going to be strong in the power of his might. I'm going to be keen to his word. I'm going to be keen to his will, his way, his work, not mine. You got to realize we have to make that statement, Lord, not my will, but thy will, in the midst of the battle. Not when everything's going good. And the only way I'm going to be able to say it in the midst of the battle is if I find myself in his presence where there's fullness of joy, where I will find a renewing of my mind and a refreshing of my soul. Oh my. And it's not going to make a dime's worth of difference, if you will, what the devil throws at me. Because I know my God is able. Hallelujah. Why? Because I just came out of his presence where there's fullness of joy. Fullness of joy brings fullness of faith. Hallelujah. Fullness of faith helps me to be victorious and conquer all lies of the thief that wants to come against my mind and wants to drag me down where Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost wants to lift me up. Hallelujah. So which direction do you want to go? Because it's up to you. It's up to me. What is your response time? Brother Charles is a first responder, so to speak, and they want their response time to be short as possible. So when the enemy and the thief comes to start stealing your confidence and your faith, what is your response time? Because he's going to come. He's there. Jesus said he's there. But Jesus also said, I'm here. Woo, hallelujah. And so it's a matter of our response time of when we're going to cut him off, the devil I'm talking about, and say yes to the Lord and hearken unto him, move into his presence where there's fullness of joy. Fullness of joy brings fullness of faith. Fullness of faith sends the devil on his way. Praise God. It's not going to happen any other way. I mean, you can try to talk the devil down all you want, and it ain't going to work. But you can choose to move into the fullness of joy, hallelujah, of the Holy Ghost of God, hallelujah, and you can find that faith, that confidence, that power, that oneness with Christ, where you will automatically just send him on his way. Well, not for sure who it was, which one it was. It was either D.L. Moody or Smith Wigglesworth. Both of them were great men of God. Woke up one night to a ruckus and a calamity at the foot of their bed. And there stood the devil. Well, this is supposed to be a true story. There stood the devil in a physical form. And they kind of woke up, perceived who it was, and said, oh, it's just you, and rolled over and went back to sleep. What's your response time? Woo. Now my next question, how much time do you spend in the presence of the Lord? I'm not talking about praying. Hang on with me. I'm not talking about praying. I'm not talking about praying and supplicating and crying out to God. And you know, I'm not. That's not what I'm talking. I'm talking about being in the presence of the Lord like we do in this sanctuary. Hallelujah. Taking that time to enter in and open our heart and open our mind into that fullness of joy. Glory to God. Because sometimes we can pray and our prayers aren't getting any higher than the roof. Why? Because we're still listening to the enemy while we're praying. And we're praying like this will go away. And it ain't going to go away. You're going to have to send it away. The only way we're going to send anything away is when we move into, that joyful abundance God has supplied for all of his children. Hallelujah. It's not just for Brother Pepper. Hallelujah. It is for all the believers. Those that believe, out of their innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. It makes no difference who you are, what temperament you are. It's still the same sequence. You've got to move there. When you do, the enemy flees. Submit thyself unto God. Resist the devil and he will flee. See, there's the key. That submission is moving into that joyful abundance that God has provided. That renews my mind and renews my heart, renews my soul. Praise be to our God. You see, joy is there. In thy presence there is fullness of joy, and in thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. Amen. Wrap it up here. Cut it short. Taking 3 pages down to 1. Praise God. Rejoice. A miracle has just transpired. Amen. I'm going to close with this if someone can come to the piano. Some folks may not understand. Well, you'll probably understand this when I'm done. You have to decide whether you're the city dweller or the country boy. A city dweller moved to a farm and bought a cow. Shortly after he did, the cow went dry. It was a milk cow. When he reported this fact to a neighbor farmer, the farmer expressed surprise. And the city man said he was surprised also. He said, I can't understand it either. For if ever a person was considerate of an animal, I was that of the cow. If I didn't need any milk, I didn't milk her. If I only needed a quart, I only took a quart. Then the other farmer tried to explain to the city dweller, become farmer, the only way to keep milk flowing is not to take as little as possible from the cow, but to take as much as possible. Is that not also true in the Christian life? Those who only turn to God in need miss the real joy that flows from a daily infilling of his Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. To keep a milk cow flowing with milk, you got to take it all every day. I don't know if you've ever milked a cow, but that's what I'm doing. You got to take it all every day. And to keep a child of God on fire for God, you got to be take it all every day. You got to enter into the presence of the Lord where there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Fullness of joy brings confidence. Fullness of joy brings faith. Fullness of joy brings illumination, insight. Fullness of joy brings direction. Because so many times direction can't come because I am so clouded in my mind by the thief's lies. And I've got to enter into the fullness of that joy that has been prepared for every believer. Hallelujah. And I cannot emphasize it enough. It's for every believer. And this is why you need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost of God, because that is the initial entrance into this fullness of joy and this presence of God. Oh, you can sense God's presence. Don't misunderstand me. But for you to be filled with the Spirit of God and then learn how to enter into the presence of God and allow the Holy Ghost to really flow in your life, you're missing out on the joyful abundance Jesus Christ has provided for your life. This is why some people struggle so much in Christianity, because they haven't went to that place to be filled with the Spirit of God, because it takes surrender. Not my will, but thy will be done. Not what I want, but what you want. Not what I think, but what you have said in your word. Don't come seeking the baptism in the Holy Ghost with preconceived ideas. Come with preconceived desire, whatever it takes to be closer to you, Lord. Whatever it takes, God, to be filled with your Spirit. Whatever I need to do, Lord, I want it. And when you come with a heart and a mind frame like that, you'll receive it. Because that's all it takes, is to believe. And believe is a synonym for surrender. Hallelujah. Because when I believe, I'm ready for whatever he wants to do in my life. If I've got reservations about anything pertaining to God, I'll not receive that of God. I have to come with my whole heart, my whole mind, my whole body. Spirit, soul, and body, it's yours. Do with me as you desire. Hallelujah. And that's where joyful abundance will show up. Hallelujah. Glory. You can't have the blessings of God, the abundance of joy, if you are not ready to surrender it all to him. You cannot be a recipient of the abundance. You will have encounters with God that reveals that joy to you. I can remember it. Even before I surrendered my life to Jesus Christ, that joy would move upon this life. That joy would move on this body. I can remember standing in a Pentecostal service, and the presence and the power of God was all around me. And there were times I even felt like I wasn't even touching the ground. I wasn't even saved. Hadn't surrendered at all. What was that? Well, that's just mercy and grace reaching to reveal what I could encounter if I would surrender my heart, surrender my life unto him. Not long after that, I did. Not long after that, he filled me with the Holy Ghost. Not long after that, he called me to preach. Not long after that, he began to set a fire in my soul. Not long after that, he began to sanctify my life. Wow, not long after that, then he began to use me in ministry. It's a progression. It's a continual joy. There's no greater joy in the whole wide world than to be right in the middle of the will of God for your life. Praise God. Stand with me. Joyful abundance this morning to him that believeth. Hallelujah. Lift your hands unto the Lord. Father in heaven, we praise your mighty name, and we thank you, Lord, for the manifestation of your Holy Ghost, God, in this house this morning. In our lives and our minds, we thank you for that joy. Praise God. Lord, we want to learn to be there more often, God, to live there, to walk there, to abide there. Oh, Father in heaven, I pray, take this word, Lord God, that we have shared this day. Lord, write it in our hearts, oh Lord God. Let our minds be thoroughly convinced. And Lord, let us follow through, God, hallelujah, with actions and decisions in our lives. Lord God, for your glory, for your honor, for your praise, for our strength, for our power, for our encouragement, God. Lord, that we can walk and be strong in the power of your might, and our minds can be renewed, Lord, hallelujah, in your presence. There's fullness of joy. Oh, Father. quicken it by your Spirit, Lord, as we choose, as we follow, as we say yes, yes, yes. Praise be to our God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. These altars are open this morning. Hallelujah.